Okay. Thank you to our sponsor for the month, Jacob's Time. It's in honor of my grandfather who sponsored this month's learning. So we're going to do now, B'siyat Shemai B'li Neder. I'll tell you about today and tomorrow. Now, B'siyat Shemai B'li Neder, we're going to do, starting Chesamun Aleph, but going on to Chesamun Beis, the Sugya Motsi Shemra. So we'll talk about a few Ha'aros in there. It's obviously a massive Sugya with a lot of intersecting Sugyas, but there's a common thread, you know, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, that runs through a few of the, obviously, Rashi's and Tyson. So we'll talk about just some Nakudas there. Can't get everything, but we'll cover a chunk, hopefully. And then the goal will be tomorrow to say Chabur again. And I would try to do on Chesamud Beis, thinking about Hasra'a, particularly by Amesis. So maybe we'll talk about that. And then the goal would be next week, B'siyad Shemai, tell me if I get anything wrong. Next week, we would have two Chaburas, Monday, Wednesday. As of now, I'm giving on Monday. Don't look away, just answer. You want to give Wednesday? You prefer Wednesday, even though it's the earlier? Okay. So I would give Monday, and Rabbi Morel would give on Wednesday. And we'll try to cover, I'll try to cover Tesamen Aleph a little bit. He'll cover Tesamen Beis. And the goal is like this. The following week, we're going to stop Sunday and do Chazara on what we've been up to until now. The goal is basically, in terms of learning, to be up to Yoram and Aleph by the two dots. So finishing this long connected Sugya all the way through Palgin and Dibura, Yoram and Aleph. Maybe we'll have a Chabura the week of the Chazar week to cover Palgin and Dibura. We'll figure out how to do that exactly, but we'll have Chazar throughout that week. And then we'll pick up with Yud, Amad Aleph at the two dots the next week. Did I say it right? Okay, that's the goal. Second Seder also, we'll talk about that later, but Second Seder also, we'll try to make Chazar week. That same week.
Will that be the first Seder of Hina also?
Maybe. Like, maybe, if people want it. Okay, so a couple of hours. So the Mishnah in our Masechta and Beis Amud Aleph had a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says the case of Motzi Shemra, you have three dayanim. That's mistaber, meaning assuming you can. A case of Motzi Shemra where it's going to lead to nefashos, so we understand that you should have chav gimel as din nefashos. A case where there's not necessarily or not yet din nefashos, so it makes sense that you should have gimel. So Rav Meir is more mistaber in that way, and then you have the Chacham who say no, Motzi Shemra always needs to be chav gimel. Sounds like. So our Gemara is bothered by this. That's the beginning of our Gemara. The Ches Amud Aleph, our Gemara is very bothered that the fact that it's going to lead to Dina Fashas down the line, who cares? It's not Dina Fashas presently. You're talking about Dina Mamanos, Knas of Mea Kesef. It's not Dina Fashas. So why do we need Chaf Gimel from the get-go, from the outset? Ha'ara, before we even see this, but you'll see an answer to this as we go, Mir Tashem. But it's interesting, the Gemara only asks from the whole time, all the Rishonim only talk about, and the Gemara only seems to talk about, the Chi of Knas. There is also a Chi of Malkus for Motzi Shemra. There's machlokas in our Mishnah, which we'll get to after the Chazar break, but we had there, in terms of how many dayanim we need for a case of makos, makos b'shlosha, makos b'chav gimel. But we pass in gimel. So wouldn't you have the same questions to ask? Meaning, even if you're going to be mechayev the guy malkos, also a question, you should need only gimel, not chav gimel. The Gemara doesn't bring up malkos, and the Rishonim never talk about malkos, they only talk about chiyuv knas. So that's just, I'm just being over that. It is something that we'll see addressed a little bit, hopefully, later on. So that's what the Gemara is bothered by in the first place. What the Gemara does is it gives, I don't know the number. Anyone know the number? How many ukimtas there are? Eight? Like a whole bunch of ukimtas to try to explain. Our Mishnah really is referring to a very, very specific, sometimes far-fetched, great Yiddish word, case that our Mishnah is trying to refer to. It's ukimtas, very, very, very rachok ukimtas. So just to make people feel good about struggling with the kasha, not during Emunah Seder, so these are difficult ukimtas, right? Like, it's very difficult to imagine that when the Mishnah says Motzi Shemra begimel or bechaf gimel, they're referring to a case where they were badku b'uktzei te'enim, or they're referring to a case of, it's really machlok about hasra, stam, shmei hasra, not shmei hasra, or, I don't know, whatever, you know, all these ukimtas, even choshen laz, it's such a funny, you have to build in so much to the Mishnah to make it sound like it's really arguing about that. So it is a little bit difficult to understand how the Mishnah could be referring to these far-off cases. Just to make us feel better, we're going to quote Rabbeinu Tam later from Sefer Yashar, but at the very end of the Sefer Yashar in Chidushim, Siman Tov Rishon Nun Ches, he basically asks the Kasha. He's bothered by it, so he is troubled by it. He says, Mishum Hachi, he's giving an answer, meaning he's bavorning the Kasha. I don't understand the answer, I'm just telling you that he was bavorning the Kasha. Mishum Hachi, this is the answer, But the question was, Lo parech tamuda, amai nakat plukta begabe motzi shemer, velifligu bahasara ba'alma, de hachi parech tamuda ba'alma. Says Rabbi Tamid, is the derech hashas to say, if it's such a far off lukimta that it's not really fitting into the Lashon HaMishnah, so the derech hashas is to say, just argue about that. Why are you arguing so... Talk openly about what we're talking about. Why are you arguing about such a convoluted way of saying the case in a hidden manner? Talk about it explicitly. So Rabbi Tam has some sort of answer that he's being ramis to over here, but at least he was bothered by the question. Yeah. It's Mavur and Rashi that the Taina of the Motzi Shemra, this is again just a Har, I don't have, giving my Makomas, but I don't have much. Rashi here, it's Mavur, that the Taina of Motzi Shemra that we are referring to in our case in the Gemara, is that the Baal is being towing that he didn't find Besulim by the Isha, and therefore he wants to potter himself from the Ksuba, right? He's trying to get out of paying the Ksuba, what Moshe spoke about last week. So that's Rashi says, Hamotzi Shema, Lo Matzasi Levitcha Bzulim, Uba Lapsi the Ksuba, Zavala Laharga. He wants to be Motzi Maman of Ksuba. Fine. We know Tosis is going to say, no, it's not that. Tosis is going to say the of is being towing the Baal. He's saying, you, the Baal, wore Motzi Shema on my daughter. And he brings the Sad and he says, look, there are Bzulim. And he's trying to show that the Baal was Motzi Shema. And what's he trying to do? He's trying to Mechayev the Baal in Knas. Again, Dafka, we're talking about Knas, not Malkus. But the Baal, the Av is trying to be Mechayev the Baal in the Knas of Mea Kesef, which is a Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzit, that he pays, he gets Malkus, he pays Mea Kesef, and he Velosi Ela Isha. He has to marry her and not, keep married to her and not divorce her unless she wants. The Arama also says like Tosis here, and he brings a Raya that, you have to assume it's a homogeneous Mishnah, but he brings a Raya that Motzi Shemra is listed amongst a group of cases where it's knas, it's kefel, chiyuvim of knas, so it's a smuchim lekach that the Tosis that Yadam is siding with is correct, that we're talking about the chiyuv knas shebo of Motzi Shemra, not the Baal being towing the ksuba. Yeah, just a ha'ara, Rashi on Bezim and Aleph in the Mishnah, I think, is mashma, not like he says over here. Rashi on the Mishnah Bezim and Aleph says Motzi Shemra, he defines it, Lo Matzasi Lebitcha Psulim, so if he meant what he meant on Chesim and Aleph, he would stop there. But he says V'gomer, V'ancho So Mea Kesef. Why does Rashi have to include Ancho So Mea Kesef? Doesn't it sound like Rashi thinks that the Chiv, at least in the Mishnah, Rashi thinks the Chiv we're talking about Motzi Shemra is the Ancho So Mea Kesef, that we fine him 100 shekel, 100 slayim? Lechor, it's mashma, Rashi is explained differently in the Mishnah. I don't know, so I saw yesterday the Magalis Yam has this Ha'ara, it seems like he has this Ha'ara, and Ost has Zion. He's Mitzayin a couple of Ma'amakomas. I didn't look any of them up, but if you want to look at Ma'amakom there, and the Cham V'chai, he also talks about this. Seems like Rashi saying to the Pshatim in the Gemara and the Mishnah. Yeah. So our Gemara says, so what's the Pshat? V'chi yesh bo dinim nefashos mayhave. Who cares that it's going to ultimately, potentially, maybe have dinim nefashos? What are we, I'm out and done him right over here. We're in front of our faces. What are we talking about? We're talking about a mamonis case. We're talking about the achiv mei kesef, or like Rashi, we're talking about achiv of ksuba. So why are we going for chav gimel? What shaychus for the chachamim? So Amar Ula bechoshen laaz kamiflegi. Ula says where it's a chashash lilaaz. Reb Meir is not chashish. The rabbanon are chashish. Okay. And then who's the other one? Rabba? Rabba says, Choshin lechvod and shal rishonim. So there's two chashashos that we're worried about that's going to lead to a case where we're going to need chav gimel, so we have chav gimel from the beginning. So that's what Rashi explains, right? Rashi explains, we'll read, Remeir Sabra, Ein Choshin Laz. Ein Choshin Laz. Ein Choshin Shema Kishiavo Lebesin V'yetze Akol. We shouldn't have a chashash, again, from Michla Lava to Shemei Hain, right? From what Reb Meir isn't choshish for, we know what the Rabbanon are choshish for here. In choshin shema kishavo lebeisin v'yetzei akol, says Reb Meir, we're not worried that once they come to Beisin and there's going to be a yitzias kol, people are going to hear about this case in court. So now yishmu edim v'yavo v'yaidu shezin setachtav. Now new edim are going to come and say, hey, shetaka was mizana tachas baila. V'achshav ena bal yodea ba. And he just doesn't know about them yet. V'tavi esther v'shlosha, but tibai esther v'shlosha. We're going to end up needing Esther for Shulsha, because more Edom are going to come and say Vaita that she was Mizana and she Chayiv Misa. The Shem Yavali Dinin Din Fashos. Rabbanan Savar Yeh Choshin. Right? They are Choshin for what we just spelled out. Meaning, they're Choshish that basically what's going to happen? They're going to start a case of Mamanus. They're going to sit with three Dayanim, which is glad. That's fine. Sit with three Dayanim. Makes sense. And it's going to be going well. And then all of a sudden, Edom are going to hear, oh, Taka, she's in court. We saw Misa last week. We should go and tell the Bezin about it. They're going to come and say Zin Satachas Baila. And then it's going to all of a sudden be a Dinin Fashos case. Choshin Laz, therefore we should start with Chav Gimel. Balabatish. What is... So what? Let that happen. No, let them start with three. Rashi. Let them start with three. They'll judge on, again, for Rashi, will stay consistent. They'll judge on whether he's chayiv ksuba or not chayiv ksuba. And then they'll find out. Edim will come and say, no, she's mamish chayiv misa. And then they'll add 20 dayanim, and they'll make a din on din nefashos. What's the chashash? Chashin allows that it might happen. Okay, so let it happen. And then what? So then add dayanim. So what's the issue here? Why is it, what's the chashash? A chashash really means there's an issue we're trying to preempt, so we should have 23 from the beginning. No, so start with 3, and you'll add 23 if it comes to that. What's the problem? No? You guys saw this issue in Rashi. Okay, so the Rishonim talk about this. So Taz Rash, right here, says, this is very difficult to understand, but he says that the chashash is as follows. We're worried that they're going to start with 3 dayanim, they're going to start the case, and then it's going to come about, it's going to be misgalgal, and there's going to be new edim that say, oh, chayiv misa. So once these 3 dayanim are already in their seats, you know, they're already on the train to Minsk, they're not going to get up when they hear it's going to Pinsk, so they'll say, I signed up for dini mamnis, but whatever, I'm already here, we'll just sit it out for the dini fashis as well. So if the gimel dayanim who sat for dini mamnis, They're not gonna be monei atzman. They're not gonna step back and say we need 20 dayanim. They're just gonna keep going weiter and don the dine nefashos. That's what it sounds like. Rabbeinu Yonah saying also. Rabbeinu Yonah has like half a sentence. You can't really understand it, but it makes sense in context. And in the ha'ara in the footnote, they fill in the blank for you that he means what the, I don't know if they quote the Toz Rush, but they say the same thing that Rabbeinu Yonah means that we're worried that they're gonna just keep going weiter. They're gonna truck through the case, even though they're 3 dayanim on a dine nefashos case. I don't know. I don't know if this is a good use of the term, but Atur B'Rishiyaskinan, is that really the chashash that we're worried about? I don't know. That's what Toz Rash says, and Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, the Ran has a different pshat, also not so simple. The Ran says, no, the chashash is like this. They're going to sit 3 dayanim for a din Torah on Mamanis, and then it's going to come out that there were edim that taka shishubi chayiv misa. So they're going to say, they're not going to keep going. They know to back out when it's not there, when it's above their pay grade. They know they're only 3 dayanim, not 23. But they're going to say, I don't want to get involved in Dina. I signed up for Dina Mamanis cases. I don't want to get involved in Dina Fasha's case. And the 3 Dayanim are going to walk, and no one's going to pick up the case. So if we start with 3 Dayanim, we're Choshesh, that it'll come to Dina Fasha's, and everyone will back out, and then we won't be Makayim the Pasuk, but V'yarta Rami Kebecha. So instead, out of the Chashash, we start with 23, just in case it should end up being Dina Fasha's, and we won't have a case where we're Mevatel the Mitzvah of V'yarta Rami Kebecha. I don't know. Also, funny chashash.
Is the Ran saying that we wouldn't be able to find another 23 after the initial 3?
Right, I mean, I don't know if that's the assumption or... Yeah, it sounds like that might be the assumption. Otherwise, we just get another 23. Mm. That makes it harder, no? That makes it harder to understand the Ran. Mm. These guys are gonna back out, chicken out, and you won't be able to find 23 people who are willing to have the guts to send in a case. Why would you be able to find...
I mean, what would be any harder than 23 the second time than the first?
I don't know. We could look inside. I don't remember him addressing this, but like I hear that. Psychologically, I don't know why it would be different if it was Lechatchila or after they already started the Imanus case. The first case is easy, the first case is easy because these people got themselves into only the Imanus case. They didn't sign up for the Imanus case. Fine. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, but... Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't say. I don't know. It just says the line I just quoted you. It happens to be I saw by accident last night that the Rav had a more fundamental approach here. It's not like it doesn't jump out of the page in the Gemara, but it does lead to an important yisod. I'm not going to spell it out. It's even more geshmak than I'm saying. It's just not the Indian I want to focus on, but it's worth looking up. It's on page 84 in Shiur HaRav, so it's kedai to look up. And Peidalid, sorry, there. Peidalid. Yeah. The beginning of Chesam and Aleph, basically. Sorry. The second shtick on Chesam and Aleph. And I would read the first two, three columns and then go to the two pages later to the Rambam. Kedai to look inside. I'm not really quoting it at length, but basically what the Rav said is a different pshat in Rashi entirely. He says a pshat that what happens is the case of Motzi Shemra, right now I'm dealing with Dini Mamanus, and later it might turn into Dini Nefashos. That is true. But he gives precedent for this in Halacha that we're not getting into, but he said there are cases in which, and this is an example of it, there are cases in which the Gmar Din, he doesn't say it like this, but I'll say it like this. What the Gmar Din is, might be telling about what the Masa Umatan Matan is right now. Meaning, this is going to be a Gemar Din and Nefashos, potentially a Gemar Din and Nefashos. that's going to need Chav Gimel if it leads to Misa. Right now, you're only donning on something which would lead to Dina Mamonos if everything stayed a status quo. But because of the, this is how I think to say, because of the potential that it will lead to Dina Nefashos, that defines the Masu Matan amongst the Dayanim now, the give and take of the Dayanim here in this court case currently. It's redefined as Nikba Al Shem Sofo. It's redefined as a Masu Matan Shal Nefashos. In Svar, you could hear it, meaning the fact that it could lead to Dina Nefashos gives the Masu Matan now more weight. Because what you're saying, Chayiv or Pater, what you're saying, Chayiv and Zakai right now, it may only impact Mamonos, but it does, it's possible that the Chamiris will be so much, eventually, that it'll be a Dina Nefashos case. But what the Rav is saying is something very fundamental here. He's saying, it's not like the other Rishonim were saying in Rashi, that which is what the Gemara sounds like. There's a chashash shema will lead to that. In order to preempt that as a preventative gzeira, we say start with 23, a takana to avoid the issue. The Rav is saying differently. The Rav is saying, fundamentally, right now you're dealing with something which has a mitzvah, it has its shmeks of dina nefashos already, at this stage, because of a chashash that it might lead to dina nefashos. But because of that chashash, right now it's a mitzvah of dina nefashos. This is a case which has implications of Dina Nefashos, and therefore we are dealing with something which has its side of Dina Nefashos to it, and therefore we have to start with 23. Not because it's going to lead to Dina Nefashos maybe, but since it's going to lead to Dina Nefashos maybe, it's already a shtickle Dina Nefashos now, so you need 23 from the beginning. Now, that avoids the Kasha and Rashi. It's a chiddush of a pshat. It's a lamdash of pshat in the Rashi and in the Gemara, because the word choshesh usually means a chashash midarbanu takana gzera, but he says it himself. He says that you have to reinterpret choshesh in this case to mean like a din min haTorah. This is a din min haTorah. There's a chashash min haTorah that that this would could potentially lead to, and therefore already shmeks of din nefashos. That's what he says in Rashi. What's even more gishmak? So he points to a Rambam. This is a Rambam in Nara Besula Gimel Gimel. So the Rambam says in Nara Besula Gimel Gimel.
Yeah. Thanks.
The Nara Besula Gimel Gimel. The Perek Gimel Nara Besula starts Hamotzi Shem Ra'al Bas Yisrael V'Nimsa Da'or Sheker Loka, etc. Bas Yisrael is a Lashma Pasuk? What does it say in the Pasuk? Why, Bas Yisrael is a funny Lashma. Isn't that how you, isn't that just how like from people talk about people they're dating? The Bas Yisrael. The Pasuk has something Mi Yisrael from it, right? Nara Mi Yisrael is one. Basula Yisrael, right? Basula Yisrael. So what, that's what the Rambam is barring? Bas Yisrael? Is Bas Yisrael normal in the Rambam? Zach, go through Rambams. Go through Rambams. They're searching. Okay, Gimel Gimel. So Per Gimel is about Motzi Shemra. Gimel Gimel. Ain dun in din zeh. Listen closely, though. Ain dun in din zeh el b'fnei abayis. We only omit on a din. We're only going to have Dayanim sit in a din Torah of Motzi Shemra when the Beis HaMikdash still exists. And if we're using Esrim Mishlosha, why? Because Dinei Nefashos. Mipnei sheyesh b'din Motzi Shemra Dinei Nefashos. She'im nimtza adavar k'mo she'amar harizo nereges. So the Minchas Chinuch here, Frek Tekasha, I understand. Nicha to dan on whether we should kill her for being mezana tachtav. You can't do that el b'fnei abayis and el b'fnei chav gimel. That's dina nefashos. But what if you have a case where it's post bias anyways, which is one of the balabatim's your favorite period. So it's post the bias anyways, post bias sheni even, and there's no basis. We're not going to have dina nefashos, but you want to be tovei mamon. Whatever, his mea kesef, her ksuba, whatever you're talking about, he wanted to be tovei mamonis. So it's a din of dini mamonis. So why can't you have a basin sit on the case, preside over the case, and why can't it be a basin of gimel? No, it's not dini nefashos. There's no sheiches of dini nefashos. So Rambam sounds like he's mevatel the whole thing. So the minchas chinuch says in a chanami. He says no. The Rambam probably meant lav dafki. He meant in order to dan dini nefashos that we don't do nowadays, and we would only do it b'chav gimel. We don't have a base of mikdash. We're not going to sit on chav gimel on dini nefashos. Fine, but the Rav says no. The Rambam is dafka. He means you can't judge any case of Motzi Shemra nowadays, obviously without chav gimel, but even nowadays at all. Why? Because even the dini mamnes shabo is a shtickle dini nefashos. The Rashi says because of the chashash might lead to the nefashos. The Rambam is saying even more fundamentally, saying the very fact that even conceptually, in theory, the halacha is one of which it's associated with dina nefashos, even if technically speaking it won't lead to that because post Beis Hamikdash we're not going to have a dina nefashos. But the very fact that Motzi Shemer is associated with dina nefashos gives it a tam of dina nefashos through and through, even when you're just judging the case of dina mamonis. So therefore, the Rambam says you can never have a case of donning on dina donning on Motzi Shemer post bias without Chav Gimel, because even the Mamon Shabo has a shtickel of a Dina Nefashos to it.
Lefnei bias in this context isn't talking about the father's house, that you were the Naira Meras, the skilas by the Pesach Beis Aviyah, but post, but Dina Nefashos is not Palayan Beis HaMikdash, or is it? I don't even know.
It is.
It's Palayan Beis HaMikdash, or is it Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, we don't have Dina Nefashos without that. I think this is talking about the Beis Hamikdash. So, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin somewhere later, no?
Yeah.
A diak that this morning, Gishmak, our Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Hey Halacha Gimel. Listen to the words now. I'm not even going to make the diak for you. You're all going to smile once I say it. I'll look up. Perek Hey Halacha Gimel in Sanhedrin. Hamotzi Shemra. Ein dananoso tchila ela bebeisin shel esrim v'shlosha. Motzi shemra, we pass like a chamim. You have to use from the get-go, from the beginning, from the onset of the din, even though we're only talking about din and mamonos right now, you have to go with a basin of esrim v'shlosha. Mipnei sheyesh bedino tzad ledini nefashos. Shema yiya davar emes v'tisak el habas. So if I was writing the Rambam, I would write, Motzi Shemra ain't done no so ella bebasin shall esser mishlosha. Shema yia davar emes with the sakal abas. Choshen laz. We're worried that it might lead to a case where it's going to be dini nefashos. The Ram doesn't say that. The Ram says, you have to use 23. Mipnei sheyesh bedino tzad ledini nefashos. You could interpret that as meaning because it might lead to. But then the Ram adds, Shema yia davar emes with the sakal abas. So what's the Ram saying? He's saying, no. It's mipnei sheyesh bo bedino tzad ledini nefashos. Right now, it has a tzad ledini nefashos. Why does it have a tzad ledini nefashos right now? Because generally speaking, this case can lead to one of dini nefashos. But already now, from the onset, it has the din of the tzad of dini nefashos already. Why? Because it could lead, or because conceptually it does lead, or because it's associated with the din of dini nefashos. But the Rambam's not trying to say a chashash shema on a derabon level. He's saying fundamentally, it starts as dini nefashos because of that chashash. Yeah. So we already mentioned briefly, but Rabbeinu Tam has a whole different mahalach in the sugya than Rashi, right? So we have Rabbeinu Tam three places at least, three places I think. So, but Aratos is on Chesmanal Motzi Shemra. First Rabbeinu Tam, the Kula Shmeitz and Ariel in Kuf Slaim Mei Slaim Sha'av Tovei Lebal. The father is trying to get the husband on the hook for the 100 Slaim, for the 100 Kesef as a Knas for the fact that he's Motzi Shemra on his daughter. Okay. So, v'choshen laz, hainu laz dayanim, etc. So, in terms of this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, is a... Well, we need to read a little more, 1 second. Yeah. I'll keep reading. V'choshen laz, hainu laz hadayanim, kigon, shehevi abal edim shezinsa, he brings edim that she was mezana. V'hukchshu, they are contradicted. Better word. They are undone. Undermined. Yeah, but I'm trying to avoid it being only from the outside. Yeah. They're undone. Dimechayev habal hashta meyeslaim. Yeah, so what's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam here? So he has a good pshat in the sugya, a better pshat in the sugya than Rashi. He has like 100 kashas. Moshe spoke about some of them last week. But the Chiddush l'chora that he has is that I would have thought Motzi Shemra, in terms of Mimchai M'kuf Slaim, you have to do Hazama on the Edei Abal. Hulchashu. Even if they were just undone through a Hachasha, we'll talk soon what a Hachasha means. It sounds like in a few places Hachasha at least means where they don't stand the test of the bedikos. They say different things about the bedikos. So hukshu edav says Rabbeinu Tam, you're already chayiv on mea kesef. Really, I would have thought hazama is necessary. Again, he says it again, Tos quoted again in Chesem Beis at the end of your Maskel Hevi, which I assume some people saw already, and again on Tesem Beis in one of those Tosas in there as well. So it sounds like Mea Slaya, Mea Kesef, is not Tali and Hazama. Rather, it's going to be applicable. He's going to be chayiv in Mea Slai, Mea Kesef, even if his edim were hukchashu, or, again, undone somehow. We'll get to the details soon, hopefully. Ba'emis Rov Rishonim don't agree with the Rebbe Tam. This is a chiddush. They don't agree. Rashi on Chesem Beis says Istam Farshi, something like that. Istam Farshi that, and he does away with it. The Ramban that the Ran quotes doesn't like this. He thinks it's Dafka Hazama, not Hachasha. What about the Rambam? Is there a Rambam on this? So, yeah, it's Meduyik in the Rambam, like the Ran, like the Ramban, like Rashi, in Gimel Vav, in Nari Basula. The Rambam says, we'll come back to the early Rambam, Blineder, but the Rambam says here, in Gimel Vav, in Nari Basula, Ketzad Otsaz Shemra. What's this case of Otsaz Shemra? Hushi Av Leves in Yomar Nari Zobba Alti, Velo Matzasi La Basulim. Uchshe Bikashti Al Davar Noda Lisha Zinsa Tachti. Achashe Rastiha, she was Mizana Tachti. The Eluhain Edai, these are my Edim, Shezinsa Bifnehen, that they saw it. Based in Shoman Dere Edim Chokon Adusan, the Im Nimsa Hadavar Emerson is Kales, fine. The Im Hevi Ha'av Edim, the Hezimu Ha'edim, the Av brings Edim, and he's Mezim, the Ede Abal, Shehevi Abal, the Nimsu Shehidu Sheker, Yisakelu, the Yilke, who, the Yitin Me'esela. So what's the Chiv of Kuf Sela and all the Malkos, everything like that? What's the Talion? Hazamas Ede. Habal, that's what Ram says. He doesn't say im hezimu oh hechishu. No, they were amazing. There was a hazama done, like the Pashas, like the Ramban, like Rashi, hazama done on the Ede Habal. Yeah, so it's very very hard to understand the Rebbeinu Tam, meaning we associate Hotzas Shemra with, you got to prove that the Edim were Meshaker. Now, if the Edim just a technicality, we couldn't get the Edis going, but they weren't, we don't know that they were Shakranim. We don't know that this guy, what is the Isser of Hotzah's Shemra? We'll talk about this. We think he was Socher Edim, he bribed Edim to lie for him. So we haven't proven that if we have a Hachasha. If they don't pass the Bedigos, he thinks it was a white shirt and he thinks it was an off-white shirt. So they didn't pass the Hachasha. Fine, we didn't get an Edis together. Who says they were lying? Who says they were lying? Hazama says they were lying. They were in France when the murder took place in New York. How could it be? Doesn't make sense. But Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush seems like a big Chiddush. It's hard to understand. So that's, I think, probably why, the Ran, you have it in the Chiddushim here, the Ran explains Rabbeinu Tam, V'zohar chashi bein shnei edim atzman. He limits it to a case of where, like I said before, white shirt, blue shirt. Kigon shelo kivnu ha'edim edusim b'chakiros. They weren't able to be accurate and work together, consistent. V'kevin shenizbatlu edusim chayv ha'ba'al l'shali mei kesef. And listen to these words. Because their edus was nisbatel, the baal is chayv mei kesef, shenira kimeshaker. That's what the Ran's trying to account for, right? He's saying, it's true, hazama is a real sheker. Hazama, we've proven they were meshaker. But even a hachasha, at least a hachasha beinehem, beinehe atzman, that they couldn't get their story straight, even that is nira kimeshaker. Meaning, what's the pshat that this guy saw a blue shirt and this guy saw a white shirt? It's possible that one of them is colorblind. It's possible that this guy can't remember properly. That's all possible. But it also kind of seems like something's funny here. Like something's not lining up here. Like they saw the different things at the same time. Seems like a shtickle, maybe a chashash, they were meshaker. Oh, nirek and meshaker? Then you could at least hear why Rabbeinu Tam would say you're already chayiv mea kesef by hachasha when it was bein the two edim atzmam. Yeah.
The Rambam in Egimel Tanedrin, he just says lo nemu de reabal, and then he could hear.
I mean, I think it's not meduyik against what we said. So I'm not, there's nothing about what you're saying that makes it. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, what? Gimel?
Hey,
I mean, like, I don't know, it's parv. I don't know. I'll pee what the Rambam says in Nara B'zula. It's clear that he means Hazama. But we'll see it again soon. Yeah. So, the Rambam is accounting for two issues. Again, first of all, the Rabbeinu Tam says Hachasha. Tosfos quote Hachasha. So, the Rambam, first of all, says it has to mean Hachasha b'neihem. It has to mean Hachasha b'neihem. Why not? Why dafka that? Because, first of all, how could it mean Trey Kite Eidim being sos from Zezeh. So we said we saw such and such happen. And then two other Eidim come and say, no, some detail was off. And now we have two, this didn't happen, this did happen. Two, we don't know who to believe. So we threw out the Eidus, right? There's a Hakchasha being two Kite Eidim. So in that case, we don't know anyone's lying. We don't know anyone's lying. So that's very hard to say Motzi Shemua should exist there. We'll get back to it, but that's very hard to say Motzi Shemua could exist there. But Chach, in a case where there was Soser Beinehem, the Ran says at least there it's a little bit Nerek HaMeshaker, because get your story straight. If you guys are really telling the truth, you should be on the same page about all the details. If you're missing on certain details, it's at least we're glad that there's some Sheker built in over here. Yes, that's why the Ran limits it again to the Hachasha Beinehem, and that's why he adds the words Nerek HaMeshaker, and the Ma'aram that you saw was, I think it's Magia, that way in Tosus, that it's Dafka Hachasha Beinehem, and that's how Sefer Yashar Ben Atam is quoted, but you can look up inside, that in Tafrish Nun Ches, the one we referenced before, so he only refers to a case of Hachasha Beinehem within internally Hachasha, but not a Hachasha from other Kite Edim. Just a little bit of a deeper Havana, if you look in the Kuntras HaSvekos in Aleph Hey, so he says B'das HaRamban, that it's about Tfisa, Tfisa Mahani, Tfisa Lo Mahani, but in the case of Tfisa by Treyu Trey, So the way the Kuntras HaSvekos explains the Shitas HaRamban that Tfisa can work there is that in the case of Treyu Trey, where you have two Edim saying one thing, two Edim saying another thing, it's not the pshat stam that you know, we think both are wrong or we think both are lying. It's the opposite. We think both are telling the truth, and therefore we don't know how to proceed. We have two Kite Edim saying emes. We have nothing wrong with this cast and nothing wrong with that cast. The only problem is that they're both soser each other. So because we don't know how to be machriya, so we're not going to pass on the shayla. We're going to leave it as a suffix. But that's not that one of them is lying. There's no nirkim shaker. There's no sheker at all. There's too much emes that we can't figure out how to make them jive. So we have to throw out the case. But the treyu trey is a case of emes versus emes, and we don't know what to do. We throw up our hands. So it says that this is a bear in the Ran. So what the Ran is saying is that nicha, you could explain it's nirkim shaker if we can't get our story straight beinenu. But if another class of Eidim, another group of Eidim come and say something different entirely, I don't know that you're lying, I just don't know what to do, so we're going to throw it up. Okay, but the whole chiv of Motzi Shemra is only if we know you're lying, or at least think of a nirkim mishaker. We don't have that, so it's only going to be limited, says the Ran, and again, the Maharam, and this seems like this in the Sefer Yashar, is limited to hachasha beinehem beinei atzman. But the pashtus in Rabbeinu Tam, and certainly the gears, the way we have it in a few places, is that he means, oh, huk chashu, oh, lo kivnu edusan, right? Either they weren't mechavin their edus beinehem, or lo hukshu. What's the difference between hukshu and hukshu? It's the same thing. No, two types of hakasha. One is where they were machish each other, they couldn't get their story straight, and one is where they got a hakasha from an outside group that said a different story. Again, that's what's mashma in our tosis, that's what's mashma in chesim beis, that's what's mashma in tesim beis at the in deeper maskal bepukta, and that's what the Maharsha says, pshat and tosis, the simple pshat and tosis. Yeah, but what's Taka Pshat? Why would we mechayev Motzi Shemra if we don't know that he's lying? We just, some other group says something different, so we can't go forward. So what? So that makes him Motzi Shemra. So the Rav had a very important start to a beer on this, where he says the Pshat and the Machlekes is as follows. The Ran thinks the Chiv of Me'a Kesef, the Ran, the Ramban, Rambam, the Chiv of Me'a Kesef is only going to be Chal when Huchsugu L'Shakranim, when the Edim are found to be shakranim. Treyu Trey, two sets of Eidim that come and are associated to each other, there's no hachzaka of these guys being shakranim. We don't know, we just don't know what to do, halakha l'maisa, but we don't know that they're lying. Vonis kaim eidusan, but they're not shakranim necessarily. Mashenkin das Rabbeinu Tam thinks differently. Rabbeinu Tam thinks the chiv of Me'a Kesef is not totally in sheker. It's not totally in when they're found to be shakranim, rather, kolkama, that the edus was not niskaima, but based in that the edus was nisbata, that the edus didn't stand up, so then there's a chiyuv Me'a Kesef. That's it. That could be true when there's a hachasha beinehem. He brought edim who said a story and they couldn't get their story straight, and therefore the edus fell apart. Chiyuv Me'a Kesef. That could also be true if he brings edim that say a story and an outside group comes and says, no, we saw it differently. The edus fell apart. If edus was niskabel and didn't go all the way, again, psul karav nimsa. Sorry, pasul and karav are not going to be the same because there was no edus to get started. If the edus got started but it wasn't able to come through in Beis Din, it didn't stand up the test of Beis Din. Whether it's achasha internally or externally, that throws out their edus. So then the chiyuv me'ei kesef sets in. The Rambam, they think it's totally in them being known to be shakranim. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't think so. Okay, I mean, that's excellent. That's excellent analysis and chiluk. But what is the, why is it a chiluk and mechaluk? Meaning, what are they arguing about? What's the, how do you understand, basically? How do you understand Rabbeinu Tam? Why should it be that it's totally in the fact that Eidus didn't last up? If you're a shakranim, you hired shakranim, I get it. You're chayav me'kesef. But I brought Eidim, and they got one detail wrong. Or I brought Eidim, and another class of Eidim entirely came in and was sosa to them. So why am I held responsible for that? Why is that? Why does that make sense that it should be totally in the fact that Eidus was in this battle? Everyone's following so far? Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam thinks like this. Accusing one's wife, let this be a Shalom Bayis message for everyone. Accusing one's wife, but not with this, with a different, just take it back what I said. Accusing one's wife of being Mezana Tachtav, or burning dinner, whatever the case might be. Now, accusing one's wife of being Mezana Tachtav is an extremely heavy allegation. For someone to bring such an allegation, for someone to make such an accusation, it better be backed. If a person has the audacity to bring up to a Beis Din, I think my wife is Mezana Tachti, and then he brings Edim, the Edim don't stand the test. And they don't, it's unbacked allegations. To be Motzi Shemra on such a Chamadika Indian, to say that your wife was Mezana, to be tried Mechayv or Misa, tried Motzi Ksuba, whatever the result you're trying to get is, but to try to tell a Beis Din and the whole public that someone did such a horrible thing, you better have something to back up your words. And if you don't, you're a Motzi Shemra. What are you doing going around yelling out rumors that you can't back up, that you can't legitimately say, I can prove it? If you could prove it, you should tell us so that we could give her the punishment she deserves and get you the money you deserve. But if you can't prove it, don't start telling Beis Din about that, because that is a very, very serious, heavy accusation to level without having a backup to your accusation. Now, do they have to be shakranim? No. Your achrayus when you level such an accusation is that even if my edim aren't lying, I should go through this edus with them 150 times, make sure they know what color the shirt was, make sure they know all the details in the story, make sure they're not going to have some stira mineuve, make sure there's no contradictions internally, because if there is, I should not be going to court with two edim who can't get their story straight. That's my achrayus if I'm going to level such an accusation. And perhaps, as Rabbeinu Tam, even the fact that their other edim came from another place and said, we saw differently, true, if they're lying, what are you supposed to do? But if it was possible, if your edus that you were bringing left itself exposed, left itself open to be nistar, to be hukchash, al yedei, trei, edim acherim, that's also your achrayus. That's also a lack of responsibility on your part. You should have been super careful. That's a little hard to understand how high a level, how high a standard we hold them to. But you should have been so careful and so discerning with your edus that you made sure that they weren't internally so to each other, and you made sure there was no one else out there that was going to say differently. That's your achrayus if you're going to level such a heavy accusation. Just a smuchim lakach, I was looking before, it's a little bit of a din, it's a little bit, like what I'm saying is not pashit, but it's at least a mashal. In Chavetz Chaim, it has a footnote about this. The Gemara in Pesachim and Kofi Gimel and Beis says that the Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan, one of the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, is someone who's what? Roa dvar erva bechaveru umeyed edus yichidi alav, or something like that. So, and the Gemara tells a story about Zigud and Tovia. So Zigud saw Tovia do a Maisa Vera, Dvar Erva. So he went to Beis Din and told them, I saw. So he was an Eid Echad, he's not Naaman in that. So they gave him Malkas, Nagde Le Zigud. Why Nagde Le Zigud? So the Gemara says, because he was over on the Isser of Motzi Shemra. Was he lying? I mean, we know the story. We have the back story here. We know. The person he saw did the Avera. But what did he do wrong? He leveled an accusation that what? That wouldn't materialize. Unless you're sure that this is going to result in justice being served, if you're meid, edus emes, but if you can't back it up and get that to go through all the way in the court system, that's your achrayus to make sure that that comes through. And if it doesn't, that's your motzi shemra. Because you're leveling, you're flying around with accusations that are so heavy, so chamer, and you're not backing it up. So Rabbeinu Tam says an unbacked allegation, that's mechayiv and meyakesef. The Rambam, Rashi, they say, no, You need liars. If you lie about Motzi Shemra, if you lie about Lo Matzasi L'Bidcha P'sulim, then you're going to be Chayav Me'a Kesef. Rabbi Natan says, no, it doesn't have to be a lie. The responsibility is so high, the allegations are so chamer, that even if you just can't back it up, you're already Chayav Me'a Kesef, because it's your responsibility to go to court with all of the proof in your hand. Yeah, maybe just a little bit here so far? So a little bit deeper in this, just in terms of the Nekud Samachlokas, Rashi Ramban on the one hand, Rambam versus Rabbi Natan, that again, is it Tali in Hazam or is it Tali in Hachasha? We said, is it Tali in them being Shakranim or is it Tali in being an unbacked accusation? So maybe the whole Machlokas is revolving around an even more fundamental issue, which is what the Mechayev is in Me'a Kesef in the first place. What's this din of Motzi Shemra? So let's start from the beginning. The Gemara, the Torah says that there are, we said this before, the Torah says there are three Paras Kiseitze, there are three punishments that are meted out for someone who was Motzi Shemra. V'Yisroso, he gets Malkus. What word in Torah hints to Malkus is Machlokus in the Rishonim. But V'Yisroso, he gets Malkus, Pashtus. V'Anshoso Me'a Kesef, he gets a Knas of Me'a Kesef. And then V'Losia Le'isha, he has to remain married or he can't divorce her. Okay. The Mishnah and Arachin, and I apologize again for saying Arachin and not Erechin, but you'll have to forgive me. Chayav Adam Lomer B'Lashon Rabo and Lashon Chavetz Chaim, the way they have the Nekudos in the Sefer. So the Mishnah in Maseches Arachin, Tesvav Ben Aleph, says, Motzi Shemer L'Hakol L'Hachmir, there's Chumras and Kulas to Motzi Shemra. And then the Mishnah says, Nimtza HaOmer B'Fiv, someone who's Motzi Shemra, Chumr Min HaOsa Maisa. He's worse, it's more Chumr, more strict, more serious, more severe, than someone who does the Maisa. What does that mean, does the Maisa? So Rashi says, Nimtza HaOmer B'Fiv Chumr, Denosin Me'a Sela. If I am Motzi Shemra, my wife, I'm going to pay Me'a Kasef. V'HaOsa Maisa, meaning if I'm Me'anis someone, a Bezula, Lo Yalev Elanun. He gives 50 kesef. It costs 50 kesef a fine if a person rapes someone. It costs 100 kesef a fine if a person is motzi shemra on his wife. Which one is more chamer? Motzi shemra is 100 kesef. That's a lot more. Double the amount, I think. I didn't finish math in high school, but I think so. So that's going to be more chamer, says the Mishnah. Fine. What does Rashi say over here? I mean, sorry, the Gemara says. Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know? Dil mishum de kagarim la katala. No. If someone's ma'anis and isha, so horrific, horrible, one of the worst things a person could do, imagine doing ever, but what's worse, maybe killing someone. And by the case of someone who's Motzi Shemra, first of all, he's Motzi Shemra. Second of all, what's the result of Hotza Shemra if it goes through? She's going to be killed. So maybe the fact that he was trying to be Gorim Misa to her is why he's Chayiv more money for Me'a Kesef for Motzi Shemra. But it's not more Chamer inherently to be Motzi Shemra. It says the Gemara Dechsebim, Emes Hayadavar, Bo'otzi Asanara, etc. Esaklua. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Ki Hotzi Shemra, Al Shemra Shehotzi. So the Rava says, Dig in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Hotzi Shemra. No, it's because he was Motzi Shemra. Rashi explains, Mishum Lashon Hara Bilvad. The Pasuk is telling you, it's the Hotzah Shemra Shebo. It's the Motzi Shemra. The Gemara is saying this from the Pasuk. It's the Hotzah Shemra. It's the Dibor, which is Mechayiv you in the Me'a Kesef. Not the fact that you almost got her killed. Not the fact that you were trying to get her the death penalty for what you were saying. So the actual Dibor is what's Mechayiv you in the punishment over here. The Gemara in Ksubis on Memon Beis says, Amar Ishlakash, Motzi Shemra al Katana, someone who's Motzi Shemra on a minorette. Potter. He's Potter from Me'a Kesef. Vim Emes Hayadavar Hazel, Lo Nimsu Besum Lanara, Bosi as a Nara, El Pesach Bes Aviv Skaluha, Ukatan, Labas Onjani. So the Gemara here says that if you're Motzi Shemra on a Katana, you're not going to be Chayiv Me'a Kesef. Why not? Because she's Petura from Onjan, meaning she wouldn't be killed if you got through with the court. So what does it sound like the reason you're Chayiv Me'a Kesef in this Gemara? You're Chayiv Me'a Kesef normally because you tried the Mechayiv Misa to an Isha. In the case of a Katana Labas Einshin He, why? Because Pitoi Katana, Onus Katana Pitoi Hu or something. So you were trying Mechayiv Misa, so you're Chayiv Me'a Kesef. But in the case of a Katana, she's Labas Einshin He, so you're not going to be Chayiv Me'a Kesef. What does it sound like? The Chayiv Me'a Kesef comes from the attempt to kill her. So that's a stira to our Gemara and Arachin, Mishnah and Arachin, Gemara and Arachin, that the whole reason for the Chiv of Me'a Kesef is because of Hotzah's Shemra, not because of trying to kill her. That's what the Gemara was bavarning. It said, maybe it's because you tried to kill her. No, it's because of the Hotzah's Shemra. So there are different answers to Rishonim. I'd like to say two of them, but I'm going to skip them for now. And we'll jump to the Ritva. The Ritva, often art, in the Gemara and Ksubas Mem and Beis, asks this Kasha. He says, a stira from Gemara to Gemara. In Arachin, it sounds like the Chiv of Knas of Me'a Kesef is based on the fact that you were Motzi Shemra. In the Gemara and Ksuvas, it sounds like the reason is because of the chiv misi you were trying to give her, and that's why there's an exception by a katana. What's the answer? It says the Ritva like this: Chidusha Ritva Ksuvas Memem Beis 40b. The Eshel Taritz, the Rava Hachikamar, Rava saying like this: Devadai Lav Mishum Degarv LaKatala Hu DeMechayev B'Chud. It's not only the fact that you were trying to be Mechayev or Misa that gives you the chiv of Me'a Kesef. El Mnesha Hotzi Ala Shemra. It's also because you were being Motzi Shemra. V'tarvayu tzrichinle. You need both. Both. Says the Ritva like this. Uchi'ilu tomar sheha malkos misham degarim lakatala. Remember we said there's two chiyuvim? The malkos and the kesef. Sheha malkos misham degarim lakatala. Says the Gemara in Ksubis, why are you chayiv malkos by motzi shemra? Because you're trying to be gari misa. Oktana petura from Onshin, and therefore you don't get Malkos. The Knas, says the Ritva, Lefish Hotzi Shemra, the Knas is simply for the fact, the very mere fact, that you are Motzi Shemra. That's enough to be Mechayev Mei Kesef. So the Gemara in Archin is talking about the Chiyuv of Mei Kesef. That's our Indian. That the Mechayev is Hotzalas Shemra. The Gemara in Ksuvah is saying something entirely different. The Gemara in Ksuvah is saying, well, what's the Mechayev in Malkos? Oh, the Mechayev in Malkos? That's the fact that you're trying to be Mechayev or Misa. And therefore, if she's not a Bas Onshin, you won't be Chayev Malkos. But Mei Kesef, that's totally in the Hotzalas Shemra. That has nothing to do with the chasing Chiyuv Misa, death penalty, for the Isha. Yeah, so Mavuar, what? That the chiyuv of Me'a Kesef, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Malkos. Our whole sugya, remember? Not the Gemara, not the Rishonim. We're not talking about Malkos. Our whole sugya revolves around the chiyuv of Me'a Kesef, 100 Kesef for the Baal to the Isha. So what's the Mechayiv in the Me'a Kesef? So the Mechayiv in the Me'a Kesef is Motzi Shemra. It's Motzi Shemra. If the whole Mechayiv is Motzi Shemra, so maybe that's where Rabbeinu Tam is starting to, we can start to understand Rabbeinu Tam a little better. That's where he's coming from. If you brought Edim and they weren't Ne'emanim in the sense they weren't Nechonim, meaning they didn't stand the test of Bedikos, they didn't last, or other Edim came and were Machish them, what did you do then? You were Motzi Shemra on Anisha. It's true. It wasn't Nigmar Adina Lamisa. There was no Hazama. There was no point at which she was Chayiv Misa, and now they were Huzamu, and therefore you're getting caught for Shakranas. No, that was not there. But what did you do? You were Motzi Shemra Aleha Dezin Satachta Tachti. On that, you're Mechayiv Mei Kesef. Hotza is Shemra is the Mechayiv. Vilo Od. That's what the Tos Rashi here says. The Kal V'Chomer. The Tos Rashi says, Adraba. It's a Kal V'Chomer that Hachasha is worse than Hazama in this case. Why? Because Kigon Shalok Kivnu Edusim the Mechayev, I'm reading the Tos Rash, quoting a random time. Kigon Shalok Kivnu Edusim the Mechayev Hashta Baal Me'asela Me'achra Shehotzi Aleh Shemra Be'edim Afal Pishalu Huzmu Just Hachasha Not Hazama Kol Shekeim the Helim V'Chazak Kol Yosef Roy LaBaal La'Onsho. Which rumor sticks for longer? Somebody comes and says, "My wife is Mizana." We find out he was a Shakran. So the papers say she was Mizana, and the next day the papers say it was all a lie. Okay, that's one case. Bad rumor, terrible thing to do. Imagine the following case. Guy comes to court and says, "My wife was Mizana." Says in the paper, "His wife was Mizana." Next day, says in the paper, "Actually, we're not sure." Okay, which rumor is going to last longer? Which is going to be worse? Which is going to be a kol chazak ve'adiv? Yeah, the second one's much worse. So in terms of achiv misa, in terms of being gorei misa to the isha, okay, avada, Hazama, being Kasher Zama, they had a plot to try to kill her. Avada, that's worse. That's terrible. That trying to give someone a death penalty is terrible. But in terms of Hotza'as Shemra, which is the worst rumor starter? Which is the worst thing that will get people talking? Avada is one that has some teeth. Chasha, even though it's true, we're not going to go on it. We're not going to paskin on it because we're going to be stuck with a Chasha. But Chasha has teeth. People are not sure what to think the next day in the paper. They're going to say, oh, it's a suffix. Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. We're not sure. So that's a worse Hotza'as Shemra. Says the Rush, it's a Kal V'Chomer. But at least you can understand where Rabbeinu Tam is coming from, because the Chiv is not coming from a Chiv Misa that you're trying to give her. The Chiv is not coming from the Sheker Shebo. The Chiv is coming from the Hotza'as Shemra, Pshuta Kamashmo. And if that's the case, then you're Chayiv even on Chasha, because that is going to bring the Hotza'as Shemra into the world. And again, like the Rush said, maybe even more so than Hazama would have. That's one assumption. The other way to think, and you have to say like the other Rishonim in the Gemara and Ksubis, is that no, the Gemara and Ksubis is the Iker. That really the Mechayiv in Me'a Kesef is the attempt to kill the Isha. What do you do with the Gemara and Arachin? So there's multiple answers. But one answer in the Rishonim is that Gemara and Arachin is a Garata. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, but it's a Gemara that's explaining it. The Gemara in Arachin is a God. The Gemara in Arachin is trying to show that Chamir is Ha'avon. It's like reading a Musar Sefer about a particular Avera. So that Musar Sefer is obviously going to stress that this is the worst Avera in the whole world. It's true on a level, but it's not the whole truth. The whole truth is that the Mechayev in Mea Kesef, Motzi Shemra, is really the fact that you were trying to kill a woman. Okay, it's also really bad to say Lashon Hara, so the Gemara in Arachin is stressing that, but that's more Divrei Agada, Divrei Musar. That's some of the Rishonim say. Yeah, so any raya in the Rishonim that this is what they think, that is really the chi of Misa that you're trying to chase is really the Mechayev of the Mea Kesef? Anyone know?
Rashi, the Ramban.
Yeah, you don't even need a raya. I'm saying it's Mefurish in the Ran when he quotes the Ramban. You're right, Rashi and the Ran, right? Meaning that's certainly their Shita. I'm saying in their Shita, do you find hints to the fact that they think the Chiyuv is because of the Chiyuv Misa you're trying to get for the woman? So the Ran says it, Mefurish. The Ran says in the name of the Ramban. He says the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says it's no good. He quotes Rashi. Delo anshei rachmana, the Pasuk doesn't punish. Elokei shehevi edim shezin setachtav vehuzmu. The Baal brought Edim that she was Mizana Tachtav, and there was a Hazama done on them. Says the Ramban, Shehaya Gorim Lahorga. Aval Bishahukhshu, in a case where there was just a Chasha, Shelo Nigmra Dina Lahariga. In a case of a Chasha where there was no Gemara Din for Hariga, Avishahi Samach Shavto Lahorga, even though he had in mind that he wanted to kill the Isha, Lo Ancho Akasu. What's the Ramban saying? Black on white. The Chiv of Mea Kesef of Motzi Shemra is Tali in what? The fact that they were trying to kill her, and they got to the point of a Gemara Din where they almost killed her. That's the Chiv of Mea Kesef, like the Gemara in Ksubis. Okay, so you say a different pshat, and why there's a stira in the Gemara in Arach and Gemara in Ksubis. But you have a Gemara like that, a Gemara in Ksubis, that the Mechayev seems to be the fact that you were chasing Chiv Misa, the Halacha Raya, that if she was a Katana and there's no Chiv Misa at stake, at play, then there's not going to be a Chiv of Mea Kesef either. That's where the Ramban is coming from. It's Mefurish, and the Ramban over here, the way the Ran is quoting it. But Ba'emes, and this is what I was holding off on, Moshe, Ba'emes, it's Mefurish in the Rambam also. If we go back to the Rambam that we kind of started with in Parak Gimel of Hilchos Na'ar B'Sula. So we quoted Halacha Gimel. But let's look at Halacha Aleph for a second. In Na'ar B'Sula, Parak Gimel, says the Rambam, just listen to the words. Hamotzi Shemer al Bas Yisrael. Someone who's Motzi Shemer al Bas Yisrael. V'nimtza hadavar sheker. And it was found to be a lie. Loika. V'yisro so, v'azhar shalom milo selech rachel b'mecha. And then also Vinosin Lavia Mishal Mea Slaim Kesef Mizukak Vimhaisa Yisoma Harein Shalasma. What does Ram say? Someone is Motzi Shemra, he's Chayev Malkos, and he's Chayev to pay Mea Kesef. How does Ram describe that? Hamotzi Shemra Vinimsa Hadavar Sheker. That's the Mechayev, that he was a liar, that he was trying to get her killed. Halach above. Etc. We quoted this before. And it was found to be that they were lying. The chiv of Malkos, all of them come from Sheker. Not from Otsa's shamer in the sense of a rumor, of an unbacked allegation, the way we're explaining Rabbeinu Tam. Not from the fact that there was a rumor they were spreading that wasn't substantiated. No. If they plotted to kill her through lying, that's the Mechayev and Mea Kesef. That's what the Ran said in the name of the Ramban. That's what Rashi thinks. And that's what the Rambam is telegraphing to us here as well. Yeah, maybe this also contributes, we'll stop with this, but it's Lishitaso in this sense. This also contributes, Mistama, to the fact that the Rambam thinks that you can't have a din of Motzi Shemra post Beis HaMikdash, right? Because, first of all, and related to that, what we spoke about before, that the Chi of Mamon is associated with or leads to a Chi of Misa, that's what we started with. But also just Be'etzem, what's the Mechayiv in Mea Kesef of Hotzah Shemra? The Mechayib is the Dini Nefashah Shabbat. If you don't have Dini Nefashah, you can't don a case of Motzi Shemra, even for the Mea Kesef. It's a Dini Nefashah case. If you can't do Chav Gimel because you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so you can't have Motzi Shemra. You can't have Mea Kesef. The Chor Rabbeinu Tam will tell you, what do you mean nowadays? You could have a case of, and presumably with Gimel, but okay. You could have a case of a Din Torah on the Mea Kesef Shabbat of Motzi Shemra, because, yeah, the Malkos and the Misa have to do with the Nefashos, but the Mamanis itself, assuming we're not, you know, assuming it's just a Chashash, and we're not saying like the Shtickle we said from the Rav before, so the Mamanis itself is Mamanis. What's it Mamanis for? It's for Hotzah's Shemra, for the talking, for the Lashon Hara, the way Rashi says in Arachin. But it's not for the Chi of Misa, it's not for the Din of Fashos. Those aren't inherently connected. And maybe that is an afkamina between the Tinerbin and Tam and the Rambam also. But Akapanim, what you see is a whole Mahalach Advarim here, that this whole Machlekes in terms of Mea Kesef, what's Mechayim in Mea Kesef? Is it Hachasha even, or only Hazama? That's based on a Machlekes about whether the standard is Sheker, or much lower than that, just unsubstantiated claims. And that machlokas about sheker versus unsubstantiated claims is based in a very sophistic machlokas in terms of what the machayev of Mea Kesef is in the first place. What's the Torah telling us? Is it like the Gemara in Arachin focuses on, that it's just the fact that you make a claim, a hotzah shemra, that's machayev Mea Kesef? Okay, so then as long as that claim is unsubstantiated, you're going to be chayev Mea Kesef. That's Rabbeinu Tam, hachasha even. But if you think the whole thing is based on the chi of misa you were trying to give her, that's what the Ramban says explicitly, that's what the Rambam hints at, that's what Rashi seems to think, then you're going to be makben on a standard of sheker, that they reached the din Torah of sheker, that they tried to kill her, and then that's the mechayiv, so you'll dafka need hazama in order to make sure that there's a chi of Mea Kesef on the Motzi Shemra. Okay, we'll stop with that.